Welcome to the 33rd episode of the Jesus to Mankind series. We are covering the final messages Jesus Christ has given to the world through the Book of Truth, written by Maria Divine Mercy to prepare it for his second coming. Now, I'm going to continue with the messages where we left off in the last episode. The message is titled, If You Praise False Gods and Ask for Great Wealth, Riches and other gifts purely to satisfy your lusts, you will attract the Prince of Darkness. Given on Tuesday, August 28, 2012. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, the world and the people who live in it are in denial. They do not believe in the true God, my eternal Father. They, in their billions, run around in confusion and chase down blind alleys, seeking a God they can pay allegiance to. The problem about the gods, the false gods they put on a pedestal, is that these idols are of their own making, their own creation made to suit their interpretation of who God should be. These gods, and my daughter, they have created hundreds of them, are formed out of their own imaginations. These same gods only serve one purpose, and that is to massage the expectations born out of self-love as to what their ideal God should be. The gods they create are elaborate. They appeal to their sense of the divine right of their souls. These souls believe that their self-made gods promote their rights to wondrous things. To those of you who do not accept the truth, the existence of the one true God, know this. Only the true creator of humanity can give you free will. My Father will never force you or command you to do anything, for this is impossible. When you ask false gods to give you riches, make you successful, or when you seek favors, you are being selfish. Only when you ask God to grant you gifts, according to His holy will, can you really communicate with the one true God. If you praise false gods and ask for great wealth, riches, and other gifts, purely to satisfy your lusts, you will attract the Prince of Darkness. He is waiting for the moment when he will grant you such favors. Do not open the door to the King of Lies, for it will come at a great price. He will exchange such worldly gifts in return for your soul. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Good versus Evil, is a battle between God, my eternal Father, and Satan. It is that simple. Given on Wednesday, August 29th, 2012, Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, the battle begins now. For every grievous law passed by nations which oppose the laws of God, the forces of punishment will lash down upon them by the hand of my Father. Every evil offense carried out in defiance of the laws of God will be attacked, and nations will suffer for their sins. Just as the mercy of God is great and will cover the widest possible breadth in order to salvage souls, so too will the punishment of God be unleashed to stop the spread of evil. Good versus evil is a battle between God, my eternal Father, and Satan. It is that simple. Those who follow the laws of God will be upheld. Those for whom they pray and offer personal sacrifice in atonement for their sins will be dealt with leniently. Those who refuse to follow God despite knowing the truth and who infest other souls through the wicked laws they lay down amongst their nations will be punished. There will be many storms, floods, and earthquakes ahead, for each insult against God will be met with fierce resistance, so that in time the purification will be and can be fulfilled. Never forget, love for God must come from the heart. Deny the word of God and you will suffer for this. Love for God must be pure. Fear of God is a natural part of the affinity for the majesty of the Creator of all things and is part of this love. Respect for God's laws must be shown. When the respect is absent and when man flouts the laws of God which corrupt humanity, the anger of my Father will be unleashed. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Virgin Mary, the Awakening is Coming Soon. Given on Thursday, August 30th, 2012. My child, the renewal of souls has already begun, and the era of peace is not too far away. As all of God's children are being blessed by the gift of the word of my beloved and precious Son, the Holy Spirit continues to spread across all nations. There will be no stopping the word of my Son, for this is by the command of my Father. Conversion will ignite the hearts of humanity, and many will feel the love of God, their natural Father, grip them in such a way that it will surprise and shock them. Once this divine love surges through them, they will feel an urge to shout for joy, for it is like no other love known to man. The awakening is coming soon. As the Spirit of God continues to fan out in flames of glory, evil will be diluted, and Satan's army will be left bereft of its soldiers. It will be left defenseless, because many of his followers will be won over by God's mercy, leaving Satan with only half an army. Disillusioned with his empty promises, they will respond to the light of my Son's divine mercy. The battle has not only begun, but souls are now following my Son in their multitudes as they seek out the truth of eternal life. I bless you, my child. Heaven rejoices because of the conversion of souls and the salvation of dark souls, which is being achieved through the prayers of those who love my Son. Your beloved Mother, Mother of Salvation. The next message is titled, No Man Knows the Truth of the Real Contents of the Book of Revelation, Only God Knows, given on Friday, August 31st, 2012. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, you are at the cusp of an explosion which will see my mercy pour out over the world in an event which will change the face of the earth. This mission has been quick. You were called suddenly and with haste as I moved to ensure that the world was given the truth. So few people understand that this is how God calls on the prophets, unawares, leaving no time for preparation on the part of the prophet. This means that the words flow without hesitation. No man has the ability to write such messages as these. To say that this is the case is an insult to my Father and the Holy Spirit. No man could, through human words, ignite the flame of God's love in the souls of his children like these messages can. Only God can produce such a result. No man knows the truth of the real contents of the Book of Revelation. Only God knows. Only I, the Lamb of God, have the authority to reveal what they contain. I do this now through my messenger, Maria Divine Mercy, who will convey my words, not hers, to a disbelieving world. Heed my word now, for it is being given to you to save you, to warn you, to prepare you, and to purify you. Be ready when the time comes. I come through these messages to prepare you. You do not know the day or the hour, so therefore you must prepare your soul as if the time for me to come is in the next day. Always be ready. I ask that you keep a clear and open mind when reading my messages for the first time, for this will probably be the only time you will witness my voice from heaven until the day you have all been waiting for arrives. I bless you all. I beckon you to come to me. When I ask you to pray, I simply ask you to confide in me in your own simple words. In your own way, in your private thoughts, I hear everything. I see all. I feel what you feel. I am with each of you, standing beside you, just waiting for the day when you will finally surrender to my call. You have nothing to fear from me, for my love for you will overcome any darkness which keeps you distant from me. Turn to me, and I will pour my light over you. Then I will give you the peace you crave. I am waiting. I am patient. Come to me when you are ready. I love you. I bless you. Your Savior, Jesus Christ. The next message is titled, This Mission is the Last Gift of Prophecy, Sanctioned by My Father to Save Souls, given on Saturday, September 1st, 2012. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, the speed at which my messages are being given to humanity is indicative of the urgency of this mission. So many people in the world are lost. So many poor souls do not know who God, my Father, is. So many do not accept me, His beloved Son, as the true Messiah. This mission is the last gift of prophecy, sanctioned by my Father to save souls. These messages are for Christians, Jews, Muslims, atheists, agnostic, and all those who seek solace in man-made religions. All people, all souls, have the same desire to find meaning in their lives. For most, it is heartbreaking if they do not believe in God, for they believe that all ends when their life on earth expires. Oh, if only they could see what happens when their souls come before me. They see me and are speechless, for they cannot believe that I am real. The joy in many such souls is matched only by relief if they die in a state of grace. However, the joy of those souls in darkness when they see me is cut short, and they drift away from me into the depths of hell in a state of shock and despair. Those souls who know of God's teachings through His prophets and as a result of my own mission on earth and who reject me know this. You have chosen to turn your back on the truth. Because of my love for you, I will do all I can to open your eyes. I will bring gifts, and because of my great mercy, I will save you. I call on all of you, irrespective as to which religion you follow, to listen to these words now. You all know what it is like to be part of a family. Some of you are fortunate enough to have been born into a family full of love. Others are not so blessed and may have suffered through difficulties and darkness within the family unit. Others are lost, bruised, angry, and cannot feel true love for their families. Some are cast out into the wilderness to fend for themselves with no one to turn to. Many simply need a crutch of some sort to lean on in order to feel hope. This is why many poor souls try to find religions which provide that missing link. Sadly, this simply leads them into further despair, for these religions are based on a lie. Lies hurt you, children. They give you a false sense of security. These religions have no substance because they do not follow the truth, the path of the Lord. Just know that we, the Holy Trinity, are your family. The new heaven and earth will be your true home. Follow me on the path of truth so I can take you to your rightful home, a home so full of love and joy that it is all you need to strive for. Please open your eyes because the time has come for the world to be finally presented with a covenant of truth. My death on the cross was a covenant to bring you salvation. My second coming is also a covenant, the final covenant, to bring you home to God, the Creator of all things. My Father, God the Most High, is now sending me, soon, to bring salvation to all of His children. I can only do this and fulfill my Father's promise if I can save every soul. Do not block my path because of doubts. Do not reject my attempts to bring salvation to every soul. Do not forfeit the chance to live a fulfilled life full of love, joy, and wonder in peace and harmony in the new era of peace. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, I call on all of you to set up centers where you can ensure that my messages are spread. Given on September 3rd, 2012. Jesus says, my dearly beloved daughter, the army has been formed, and its ranks will spread across Christian countries as well as those run by communists. No country will be left untouched by my army, my remnant army. There will be tiers within my army with ranks of every kind designed to ensure that my mission to convert souls succeeds. All those in my army, irrespective of the role they play, will have this in common with each other. They will serve me in humble servitude, and their love for me, their Jesus, will stay alight throughout the mission. The torch of flames ignited by the Holy Spirit will not flicker, for this is a special gift to strengthen my soldiers. Remember, this will be a war to save the human race, a war which my Father will ensure is won in the name of God. I call on all of you to set up centers where you can ensure that my messages are spread in whatever way you can. Prayer is an important part of such centers because when you set up prayer groups, you will strengthen the power of my army. I will increase conversion as more prayer groups are established in my holy name. Call these prayer groups Jesus to Mankind and leave the rest to me. My Holy Spirit will cover you in such groups and guide you every step of the way. I will give you further instructions soon. Be at peace. I am happy that you, my beloved disciples, have responded to my call with such love and trust. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, My Name is No Longer Revered. My Name is Cursed. Given on Tuesday, September 4th, 2012. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, the pain of rejection and the hatred of humanity is felt by me every moment of each day. It never eases. My crucifixion was only the beginning. It may have heralded the salvation of mankind, but my pain will continue until Satan is banished. While he is present and reigns over the earth, which he still does at this time, my pain and torment is never ending. The only relief is the joy I feel when I see real love present in the world of pure souls towards each other. It is this love which keeps the light between night and day possible. For without my light, darkness would prevail 24 hours a day. Imagine, if you will, my pain. For those among you who suffer pain and hurt by the hands of those you love, you will know exactly what my pain is like. When you are tormented cruelly, both mentally and physically, by someone you love, the pain is harder to bear. Even if you know that the person who persecutes you is in terrible darkness, it does not ease your pain. If anything, it increases the intensity and severity of your suffering. This is because you still care about your tormentors, but you know that they suffer and cannot help their behavior. So much darkness are they in when you try to explain to them what they have to do in order to get rid of their darkness, they will not listen. They don't want to listen. Nor do they want to rejuvenate their spirit in order to see the light, the love, and the joy they would feel if only they would listen to you, the one person who truly loves them despite their faults, their one chance to reject this dangerous dark cloud which covers their whole spirit, to set them free. The pain of rejection is hard for me, your Savior, the Son of Man. I suffered a terrible physical suffering, much of which was not given to the world in every detail. So horrible was the torture, for I did not want this kind of sympathy. No, I just sought your loyalty, your faith, as well as the joy and relief of your knowing that you were saved from eternal damnation. But does humanity really know of the gift I have given them really? Many go to Mass or receive the wine at other Christian churches to honor my gift, but they do not understand what this means. I gave myself completely, in body, mind, and soul. When you receive communion, you must consume my body fully and not just say you honor me. For without my body, my real presence, I cannot capture your souls. Don't you know this? Why do you reject my genuine gift in the way it was explained to my apostles, that the Eucharist is indeed my body? You cannot imagine the graces which have been lost to you, your families, and generations because of your dismissal of the power of such a gift. My pain never goes away. I weep. I suffer. I cry when I witness sin so rampant in the world that my name is no longer revered. My name is cursed. I feel intense pain. You, my daughter, have been given this same pain for the last few months. I allowed this assault on you by the evil one to infiltrate you. This sacrifice, offered by you for me as a victim soul, was difficult, but you learned one simple lesson through it. When you are the victim of such cruel suffering at the hands of others in my name, you feel the very pain I am feeling at the same time. Our pain is entwined, my daughter, in this mystical union. You accepted my call to become a victim soul willingly, knowing the consequences, frightening though it was, in order to save souls. Now that you bring conversion, you know that when suffering is required, it is to match my own suffering, which is and can be very traumatic and hurtful. Because of your human nature, you will, from time to time, tend to struggle and fight against the horror being inflicted upon you, especially when even the pain of nails being hammered into your wrists would be preferable to the torment you have been asked to endure in my name. My grace has helped you in your submission to these requests of suffering. They granted you a strength which allowed you to rise, stand high, and praise God. For these are graces to help you accept suffering as a gift to God to save souls in mortal sin. The next time someone torments you, treats you cruelly, and mentally abuses you, children, if you could remember this, then you will overcome your pain. Say to me this crusade prayer, 75, I assign my pain to you, dear Jesus. Jesus, I assign my pain and suffering to that which you suffered during your agony on Calvary. For every insult I endure, I offer it to you. For every abuse and verbal onslaught I suffer, I offer it in honor of your crowning of thorns. For every unfair criticism of me, I offer it in honor of your humiliation in front of Pilate. For every physical torment I endure at the hands of others, I offer it in honor of your scourging at the pillar. For every insult I endure, I offer it up in honor of the terrible physical torture you endured during the crowning of thorns when they tore out your eye. For every time I imitate you, impart your teachings, and when I am sneered at in your name, let me help you on the road to Calvary. Help me to be rid of pride and never to be afraid to admit that I love you, dear Jesus. Then, when all seems hopeless in my life, dear Jesus, help me to be brave by remembering how you willingly allowed yourself to be crucified in such a vile and cruel way. Help me to stand up and be counted as a true Christian, a true soldier in your army, humble and contrite in my heart, in remembrance of the sacrifice you made for me. Hold my hand, dear Jesus, and show me how my own suffering can inspire others to join your army with like-minded souls who love you. Help me to accept suffering and to offer it up to you as a gift to save souls in the final battle against the tyranny of the evil one. Amen. Suffering, my daughter, difficult as it is a gift, which I use by handing it over to those I trust in my heart so that I can save souls. You, my daughter, have eased my suffering greatly by your response. It will take some time, however, before I am free of the cross. This can only come about when I save every possible soul alive on the earth today. Your Jesus. At this point, I have finished the second volume of the Book of Truth, and I will immediately continue into the messages in the third volume. The message is titled, A Great Clash Will Become Apparent, and Man Will Separate from Man, Brother Against Brother, given on Wednesday, September 5th, 2012. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, nation after nation is going through a transition right now. Not one nation can fail to understand that much change is in the air. Not only do the laws which govern their countries begin to change, but the faith they once had seems to have evaporated. Fewer priests, fewer servants in my Christian church are coming forward to defend the laws of God, nor do they shout their allegiance to me. Instead, their voices are but whispers amidst the noise of voices which rant and promote self-love. The Word of God is being devoured by the voices of the atheists who disguise their voices behind the cloak of government laws which are being amended in the name of so-called justice, tolerance, for the good of all. The lies being presented before you are designed to destroy not only the Word of my Father, but Christianity throughout the world. The apostasy has spread like wildfire and has almost reached breaking point. This is the time for the intervention of God. Enough lies. The King of Lies deceives God's children everywhere. Do not follow your governments who proclaim the Word of God to be a lie. Do not accept new laws which condone mortal sin. Fight, all of you. Stand up for what is right. Do not allow laws promoted by the king of lies to grasp you and your families into a bottomless pit. Should you allow laws which ban the practice of your faith, you will suffer, your souls will lack nourishment, and you will become distant from me. But should you accept murder and abortion and not stand up against such evil, then your country will be punished by the hand of God. While the apostasy continues to spread everywhere, conversion is, on the other hand, growing, and soon the two will collide head on. A great clash will become apparent, and man will separate from man. Brother against brother, neighbor against neighbor, there will be two camps, those who love God and those who don't. I will give every soul the chance to decide which camp they wish to become part of, in the hope that they will choose me, their beloved Savior. You, my disciples, through your prayers, especially the recital of the Litany of the Grace of Immunity, can bring more souls to me. Then I will snatch the good into my bosom, as foretold, and in the blink of an eye, they will be taken to safety. My promise is to save mankind, but the final choice will be down to each soul through their own free will. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, My Word is Being Digested Quietly by My Leading Servants, given on Thursday, September 6th, 2012. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, my church on earth is, at last, recognizing that I now communicate to the world through you, the seventh messenger. My word is being digested quietly by my leading servants, who will not, however, publicly proclaim that these words come from my holy lips. They know that they come from me, and I have touched their hearts and lifted their souls so that they will now follow my lead. So many sacred servants of mine have now sought my words to humanity at this time. They need my special graces now, as without these, they would be unable to lead my flock with real confidence. My Holy Spirit is being poured over my local sacred servants so that they will find the strength to lead my church through the thorny, thick jungle which lies ahead. Never fear, my beloved clergy, for I will never desert you. You will feel my presence in the times you face ahead, when my body, my church, will be persecuted. This holy presence will be your mainstay, as you will need all my help to sustain you in leading God's children towards their rightful inheritance. I accept that many of you will not speak out. I understand how difficult it will be for you to openly proclaim my word given to you through my end-time prophet, but know this. You have a responsibility to God's children to lead and direct them to the truth. You must never accept lies in lieu of the truth. You know that the truth of my teachings is cast in stone. My teachings have not and never will change. My new revelations, which are contained in the seals in the book of Revelation, will be made known to you shortly. Trust in me. Accept that I speak with you now, for I would never forsake you at this time. My duty to my Father is to ensure that the world is prepared adequately for my return to salvage every single child of God. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, This Mission Can Be Likened to the Rescue of a Gigantic Ocean Liner, given on Friday, September 7th, 2012. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, you must never feel that you work alone in this mission, even though it feels like this. You must know that many people the world over are listening to my holy word, and that my messages are saving souls. This mission can be likened to the rescue of a gigantic ocean liner. Many souls are being warned of danger and told in advance of the rescue plan. If they listen, they will not only save themselves, but the lives of their families and friends. Many will not listen and say, What danger! They will not accept the life rafts because they do not believe the ship will sink. No, they say, this is a false warning, a false alarm. As the time will draw close and the final days become apparent, They will scramble everywhere, looking for a place of safety. They will run and hide from the explosion, when the mountains will sink into the seas, and when the sky will turn like blood, but they will not escape. Those sinners who commit terrible grievances against my Father, and who know how black their souls are, will be lost. They who sided with the beast will at that stage try to escape his clutches, for it will only be then that the truth will finally dawn on them, and the light will not be their right. Only the darkness will ease their pain, and yet it will also bring them relentless terror and suffering. Never reject the help you need to prepare your souls. You must accept that the wickedness in the world has to be eradicated. Those sinners who refuse to change, even after they have been given the truth of the Word of God, will not survive the final battle. They will be thrown into the lake of fire with the beast, and that will not be the end of their suffering. It will only be the beginning. To those who sneer at my attempts to prepare your souls, you will be given every chance to turn to me. Every attempt will be made to save you. If you do not accept my hand, the life raft you need to keep you afloat, you will drown in sorrow. Only the prayers of others can save you. The earth looks like it has done for centuries. The skies look the same. The sun shines like it has always done. The moon looms on a clear night, and man still gasps in wonder at the creation of God. But changes have already begun, and to those who are alert, I say this. You know, and you sense the change. Do your duty and use prayer so that the eyes of mankind will be opened to the truth, and that the hearts of all will be opened up to the love of God. It will be the love of God for all His children and the response of His children to His call that the human race can be saved. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Virgin Mary. There is a wonderful future ahead for all of God's children. Given on Saturday, September 8th, 2012. My child, let all of God's children sit down quietly and allow His light to shine through their souls. It is important to put time aside in perfect silence in order to ponder on the love of God and the plan of my Son to save humanity. There is a wonderful future ahead for all of God's children, and this new era of peace will be welcomed by all those fortunate enough to enter the gates. Until that day comes, every effort will be made by the evil one to cause disruption and hatred in the world. He and his demons are creating division amongst God's children. They encourage murder, abortion, hatred, violence, persecution, and war in every part of the world. They will not rest until they ensnare every weak soul who succumbs to the temptation they place before such souls to sin against the Lord God, God the Most High. So many souls have allowed themselves to be taken unawares into their dark prison from which there is little escape once there. Once the evil one wins over a soul, he does not stop until he completely infests the poor soul. Sin, therefore, is to be avoided, for no sin is of little consequence. All it takes is one temptation, and the soul becomes weak and defenseless. Pray, pray, pray against the war which is being waged by the evil one against God's children. When someone sins against you, even though you are an innocent victim, you must not allow yourself to be forced to retaliate through sin, for this is what the evil one wants. He pits one soul against another in the hope that hatred will fester between the two. Be on your guard every day and never forget the protection that my Holy Rosary offers against Satan. I encourage all souls, all religions to recite my Holy Rosary every day. When you do this, the evil one will avoid you and leave you, for he cannot withstand the pain he endures when my rosary is recited, especially when said aloud. Go in peace. Remember, I am the mother of all humanity. I am the mother of salvation. My protection must be sought out by God's children. By asking for my help and prayers, many graces will be accorded to you. Mother of God, Mother of Salvation. The next message is titled, True Love Comes from God, given on Sunday, September 9th, 2012. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, when you doubt the love of God, you doubt the existence of true love. All you are left with is a flawed love. True love comes from God. When a person does not love God enough, they are incapable of loving another human being in the fullness of true love. Only those with the fire of God's love in their souls can truly convey the true meaning of love in another person. The same is true for those in a marriage that is blessed in my church. The love of God, which will shine down upon the marriage of a man and a woman who love each other, will infiltrate their souls if they love God with an abandonment which is necessary to feel peace. True love means peace. Without love, there is no peace, no matter how much you try to find it. Peace can only come about through the love of one person for another. When love is missing in your life, nothing is balanced, and in its place is a feeling of numbness. To find love, you must find room in your heart for God. To find God, you must accept me, your Jesus, as his beloved Son. For if you will allow me, I will take you to him. When I do, and when his light invades your soul, you will find it easy to love another person. The love of God, present in a soul, will open the heart of another. Love shines through heartbreak, unrest, and disruption in the world. It is the only way to achieve peace, not only in your personal lives, but in the world around you. Love brings peace, but it must stem from a real love for God, your Creator. Peace brings harmony. Love is the lifeline of the human race, and without it, you are lost, lonely, hungry, and you will never find peace. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, How You Suffer Behind Your Badge of Atheism, given on Monday, September 10th, 2012. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, the time for the world to finally realize that God does exist is close. To all those who boast of their atheism, which they wear like a proud badge of honor, I say this. When the time comes, and when you can see the truth, as I give it to you, you will still be filled with doubts. Know that your doubts, which are at this time not present, because you think you know the truth, are a curse. It is Satan who seduces you first, and then curses you. You are a child of God, and you have been blinded to the truth, in order to prevent you from entering the new paradise on earth, promised to humanity by my Father. When you are presented with the truth, and when the doubts still torment you, please ask me to help you. Just one word, just one call is all that you need. Here is what I want you to say to me. Crusade Prayer 76, The Atheist Prayer. Jesus, help me to accept the love of God as it is being shown to me. Open my eyes, my mind, my heart, and my soul so that I can be saved. Help me to believe by filling my heart with your love. Then hold me and save me from the torment of doubt. Amen. My poor souls, how you suffer behind your badge of atheism. How you constantly strive to harden your hearts to the truth of the existence of God. How you constantly try to recruit other souls to accept your beliefs. Why do you think this is? Why do you think you put so much energy and effort into shouting your beliefs? It is to prove that the existence of God is false. Don't you know that when you do this, your efforts are full of passion? Why is it that such passion can amount to such hatred of God? If God does not exist, then why do you hate him? How can you hate someone who, in your eyes, does not exist? Satan is your God, yet you probably do not believe that he exists anyway. What you do not know is that he controls your mind, as he fills it with a lie. How I weep for you, how I still love you, how I yearn to save you before it is too late. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, The new era will be heralded by my second coming. The time is short. Given on Tuesday, September 11th, 2012. Jesus says, "My dearly beloved daughter, you have at last understood the joy of suffering when it is offered with courage and free will. The souls saved bring you tears of joy, just as they, too, are filled with tears when they are saved from plunging into the fires of hell. Know that my mission is to save all souls. Never forget that my Father has given humanity the armor it needs to salvage souls with the grace of immunity. Grasp it, for through it, all souls can be saved. Just think of the wonderful world which lies ahead. No one will mourn any member of their family lost to the fires of hell. You, my followers, have the power to close the gates of hell through your prayers to save souls. Let no man dismiss my words. Do not discourage people from accepting the grace of immunity, for I know that some of my sacred servants are trying to do this. Some are doing this from a misguided sense of duty, but they are wrong. This grace of immunity is a gift from God the Father. You have a duty, my sacred servants, to give it to God's children in order to help save souls. There is so much work to be done to spread my word, but without enough time. Go make it your mission, my disciples, to spread my litanies, especially the grace of immunity prayer. Go also and tell people about the seal of the living God and the plenary indulgence for the forgiveness of sin. You have been prepared. Now take up your arms in the name of God and help me, your Jesus, to save humanity. The new era will be heralded by my second coming. The time is short. Remember, trust in me completely, and I will set you free from worry and fear. All you must do is to surrender in prayer. Offer your prayers for souls, and all will be well. Your Jesus." The next message is titled, "Communism for So Long Feared in the Western World, Secretly Formed Through a Global Alliance," given on Wednesday, September 12th, 2012. Jesus says, "My dearly beloved daughter, it is my intention to take Christian countries who are suffering because of the pressures upon them to deny me into my sacred arms in order to give them strength. Their Christianity will be challenged fiercely in a way that no other religion has to endure. Other religions will not be persecuted in the way in which my followers will have to suffer. The truth of Christianity may be questioned, it may be attacked, and it will be censored. But one thing will never change. There is only one path to my Father's house. That path is me, Jesus Christ, the Savior of mankind. You cannot go to my Father without accepting my existence. The truth cannot be changed, no matter how you try to deny it. Lies will be seen for what they are very soon. All religions will become one when they witness the truth. The covenant of my Father to send me, his only Son, once again to bring all of humanity into my Father's kingdom will now be fulfilled. Just when the truth will become apparent, all those who are still in doubt will be tempted to turn their backs. I beg you, my disciples, tell them the truth now. They may not listen, but after the warning, they will. The battle is now beginning to rage against Christianity. I call on all Christians to defend your right to show allegiance to me, your Jesus. If you don't, you will be suffocated and forced to swallow the lie of communism. Communism, for so long feared in the Western world, is now being secretly formed through a global alliance amongst governments everywhere. They, who amongst your nations shouted their opposition to what they called an evil regime, will now embrace communism. By then, they will control everything you do, what you eat, what you earn, whether or not you have a house to dwell in, and whether or not you can practice your religion. Never give in. Never give up hope. Your strength will be important during this period of oppression. Prayer will be your armor and will help you persevere. My disciples must trust in me. I will not let you suffer for long. I will hold you, and the difficult period will be swift. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, The Gift from My Eternal Father is to Give Each Child of His the Most Perfect Life in the Most Perfect World, given on Thursday, September 13th, 2012. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, a milestone has been overcome in my mission to spread my holy word quickly because of the prayers of others. Those prayers recited diligently by my precious and much-loved followers are so powerful because they are said from the heart. I grant great graces upon all my disciples to enable them to forge ahead, knock down any obstacles which they may confront in their drive to salvage souls through this mission. My dearly beloved disciples, know that the angels in heaven guide you, protect you, and lead you towards my goal, the goal to convert the world. Many of you who are new to my messages will wonder if these words are simply to guide or to convert people. They are being given to do both, but more importantly, to save all, so that everyone can live in the new era of peace in the world. For this is my promise. This is the great gift. The gift from my eternal Father is to give each child of His the most perfect life in the most perfect world, in the way it was meant to be from the beginning. Nothing can nor will prevent this new paradise on earth from emerging. It will rise from the gray, drab world you live in, which has been sullied by a rottenness created by Satan. So rotten is the infestation that not many people know the truth. They do not know the difference between good or evil. Many confuse the two. When people accept evil as part of their lives and justify its presence, they deny the Word of God. Yet, it is only by accepting the truth of the Word of God that the covenant, the final covenant, can be fulfilled. The plan of final salvation of humanity is succeeding, but there is still a while to go before I can salvage all those souls who are still beyond my reach. Only the truth will open their eyes. Only the truth, if accepted by them, will set them free so that they can enter the gates of the new paradise. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Global Hatred Erupts Between Nations at This Time, and All in the Name of God, given on Saturday, September 16th, 2012. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, the global hatred erupts between nations at this time, and all in the name of God. How little humanity knows of the ways of God, which are so far removed from hatred. Hatred cannot come from God. Hatred is used by Satan to insult the Word of God. Satan uses religion as a means to condone hatred. Hatred takes many forms and is presented in a number of ways cunningly devised by Satan and placed within the minds of humanity. Hatred can be used to convince others to accept lies about another person in order to encourage hatred and tension. Hatred can be used to create religious division and ignite violence by blaspheming against the Word of God. When humanity used hatred to justify one's faith in God, they sin against God in the most evil way. To hate another person in the name of God is a contradiction, for only love can come from God. Hatred comes only from Satan. The choice is simple. You either choose God and live your life according to His rules, or you choose Satan and the lies he uses to corrupt humanity and steal souls. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Warning to Those Elite Global Groups Who Through Their Powerful Alliance Plot to Control All Nations, given on Sunday, September 16th, 2012. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, this is a warning to those elite global groups who through their powerful alliance plot to control all nations. You whose God is Satan, know that your souls are blackened with the cloud of evil, which is infested in you by the evil one. You are in great danger, yet you choose to worship the devil who wants to steal your souls and torment you for eternity. Your plans to dictate, rule, control, and mastermind genocide against God's children will not only be thwarted by the hand of my Father, but this evil will be turned upon you. You will be severely punished for your wickedness. The sins you are guilty of are abhorrent to me, and your hatred and contempt for those people, those whom you claim to serve in your governments, will destroy you for eternity. The brief spell you will enjoy when you seize the reins of power over nations and introduce a wicked dictatorship regime will bring you an eternal life of hell. You will be given many chances to turn your back on the evil group of elite powers, but be careful, for you will only be given so much time. Never underestimate the power of God. Do not underestimate His anger, for while a God of great mercy, He, God, my eternal Father, is also one to be feared. His power is almighty. His power over Satan will culminate shortly, and He will cast out the beast and his cohorts into the lakes of fire. You too will be cast into hell should you continue to destroy God's creation, God's children. My Father will never forgive you if you step beyond the boundaries of His great mercy. On the day I come to judge, you will tremble with the deepest fear, unknown to humanity. On that day, you will be accorded the punishment, as in the way you treated your brothers and sisters, children of God. Be warned, for the anger of God is to be feared. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, A Protestant Nation, Great Britain, Will Convert Soon to My Ways, given on Monday, September 17th, 2012. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, I wish to reveal to you a miracle I have planned. A Protestant nation, Great Britain, will convert soon to my ways, my teachings, and the truth. For so long, this Christian country has adapted and amended the laws of God to suit their proud ways. Once a great Christian country, they sinned throughout the centuries against the laws of God and convinced themselves that they followed the laws laid down by my church on earth. The prayers of the faithful among them and the love and loyalty shown by Christian leaders in Great Britain in the face of adversity has brought them closer to my sacred heart. This country will be converted, and the truth will save millions. The Antichrist and his many followers have influenced many in power in this country, but they will fail to steal God's children. My followers will unite through all churches throughout Britain, and I will envelop them in my holy arms. They will become a powerful force in my army, and the plan to unite them has commenced. Here is a special crusade prayer for God's children in Britain. Crusade Prayer 77 for Great Britain. O most heavenly Father, God the creator of man, please hear my prayer. I beg you to save Britain from the clutches of evil and dictatorship. I ask that you unite all of us, of all religions, creed, and color, as one family in your eyes. Give us the strength to unite in defiance of any laws introduced to outlaw your teachings. Give us the strength and the courage to never forsake you and to help save all of your children through our prayers. Bring all of my brothers and sisters together in unity to pay homage to your promise to bring us eternal life and entrance to your paradise. Amen. To the children of Great Britain, know that soon the conversion which will envelop your country will bring you great graces. Then you will help lead my army, along with other nations, towards my glorious kingdom. Your Jesus. Thank you for listening to this episode. May God be with you all.